Some Mrs. Over there told me something that I'd never heard. I know, of course, that if cows eat certain things, why it affects the milk.
Mm-hmm.
She told me that there's a tree over in her neighbor's yard mm-hmm. over there. It's got little berries on mm-hmm. it. And that if chickens eat it, mm-hmm. it'll flavor the egg, so you couldn't eat them. Did you ever hear
is it? No, but I was saying that cows eat them. It make the milk mighty bitter.
Yeah, I remember something about that too. Mm-hmm. Onions, wild onions.
Yeah.
Anything else that they the cows get?
Some kind of old mushroom or something to eat in the woods. Yeah, makes it mighty. And the pastures that come in, it makes it mighty bitter to milk.
Okay, and a hen on a nest of eggs is called a
setting hen.
And the place where they live is called a
chicken house.
Okay, if it's just a little
cub.
Okay. And if it's time to feed the stock and do all the other chores, you say it's what time?
Time to feed up.
And now here are some calls to animals, and if you would, I'd like for you to pretend you're outside somewhere and show me how you would call them up. If you want to get the cows in from the pasture, mm-hmm. what did you say?
We said, Coan, Coan.
Okay. And to calves, what would you call a calf?
They call them soot calves, I believe. Yeah.
Okay. What about the calls to mules or horses to make them turn right and left?
A gee and hop.
And when the horses and mules were out in the pasture and you were trying to call to get mm-hmm. them to come in, what would you say?
Well, I have called mine by name.
Uh-huh.
Come in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come here.
If he's named Jack.
Jack, come here. Yeah.
Yeah. You don't remember any other way of calling him?
I don't believe so.
Okay. And what do you say to a horse to get them started when you're plowing?
Come up.
Okay. And if you want them to go a little faster.
You tap them probably with the line or okay. foot or something.
Okay, there's nothing you'd say still coming?
No, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And to stop a horse?
Whoa.
And what would you say when you're backing him in between the buggy shafts?
Back up.
Okay. What do you say to call pigs?
Call what?
Pigs, to call the hogs and pigs.
Piggy, piggy,
okay.
piggy, piggy.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're calling chickens?
Chicko, chicko, I think it is.
Okay. You didn't call a lot of chickens? Okay. And if you want to get the horses ready to go somewhere, you might say, I want to
get them in, get in a hurry with them.
Okay, and when you're putting all that stuff on,
harness on them.
How's that?
Put the harness on them.
Okay. And when you're driving a horse, in your hand you hold the
line.
Okay, and what about if you're riding?
We hold the reins.
Okay. And what do you put your feet in when you're
steps.
Riding? How's that?
Steps.
And if you have two horses, and I never have been real clear about this when I've asked it. I think people have told me different things. If you have two horses plowing, what do you call the one that walks in the furrow? Do you have a different term to mean the one that walks in the left or the one that walks on the furrow?
Well, usually the one that walks in the furrow, and the one that walks on that's the what we call the lead horse that works walks on the out of the fur.
Okay. Well, why is he called the lead horse?
Because he's done all the first turning.
Oh. And then the other one just goes
follow,
with him.
Follow, that's right. Follow.
Okay. The lead horse then is the one that walks in the furrow. Is he the one on the right?
No, he's the one on the left.
He's the one on the
that's
left
right,
that walks
yeah.
in the furrow. Mm-hmm. Okay, is there a word for the one that walks on the right? The other one? You just got the lead horse and the other horse? Or
no, well, let's see. The lead horse walks out of the furrow.
Okay.
Up on the hillside, you know.
Okay.
And that's the lead horse. That's the one that's turning all the time.
Okay. Okay.